Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 89.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you bust into a hair salon and yell out and demand the people working there to make you look like Antonio Banderas, that's all I need to know about you.
You know what? You got to have ambition, right? So, I mean, set yourself a goal and go for it. And don't let anybody tell you that you can't get there.
Even if the goal is Antonio Banderas.
Man. My daughter and
he's a handsome man, though.
But why Antonio Banderas? So my daughter
he's aging
and I,
well.
Is he?
Yeah. I just saw him in that Picasso thing late last year. He's aging well.
We're getting blowouts because we had a special day yesterday. So my daughter and I are getting our hair done. And I'm getting shampooed. And right. She's already done. So she's sitting on the couch near the door. And all of a sudden, I hear it from like the sink area.
Yeah,
I hear this guy fly open the door.
Pushes in like Kramer on Seinfeld.
Can you make me look like Antonio Banderas?
Right. And what was their answer? That's what I need to know.
Well, it was just a silence. And I lifted up my head to see what was going on. And the women that were working there just looked at him and didn't respond.
Oh.
And then he shrugged his shoulders, turned around, and walked out.
Oh, see, so I want the one that literally has the gumption to say, I can do it, sir. I am taking on this challenge. Right. They pull the sword from the stone and they say, sir, you have arrived at the right place.
He was bald. How is he going to look like Antonio Banderas? This is a hair salon.
Well, it seems that then he was doing it for his amusement, I guess.
I guess
right?
So. That's all I need to know about you.
Because I know the people at Adam Broderick are brave. Mm-hmm. They are brave.
Yeah.
Christian, what do you got?
Wasn't there. If you drive 17 miles the wrong way on a major interstate, that's all I need to know about you.
Thank God, nobody hurt.
Where was it?
Griswold.
395.
Mm. Eastern Connecticut.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
why are all these headlights coming at me? Like, really?
Dude's smiling, and he wasn't charged for operating under the influence.
Right,
so
he did this completely sober.
Let's maybe get that guy a doctor's appointment and take a look at what's going on there.
That's awful. Oh,
to be fair, it's very dark in that area of the highway, but it ain't that dark.
It's a terrifying moment.
I've got one for you, also car-related. If you don't take your foot off the gas until you hit the curb while you're parking, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh.
Grandpa.
Unnecessary.
Slow it down, man.
Mm.
Seriously hit the curb doing like 7 miles per hour.
Just kept going?
I know it's casual Saturday. No, I mean, it was my grandpa.
Yeah, I know.
My grandpa-in-law.
Yeah, but
I mean, he would have kept going. I mean, it was at the top of a peak. Thank God he could have ended up in somebody's living room.
I mean, they...
Slow down.
They gotta be retested. I know this is really controversial.
Yeah.
But, like, there needs to be... After what happened to Prince Philip, like, come on.
Yeah.
There's gotta be a cutoff. You know, or at least something. I mean, you can retest me every year, too.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Not real good.
Yeah, if you want to chime in, too, call us at 1-800-330-9999. You just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 10-year-old boy won a science fair by proving Tom Brady is a cheater.
Mm.
He showed that throwing underinflated footballs would travel further. Yeah, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So he won the science fair, and now he's headed to the district finals.
You know what? I don't believe that kid, but, you know, down in the South, I'm not shocked that some kid from the southern area won it maybe based on a contest like that. Whatever it takes to rationalize your losses, people.
I started thinking about it. I'm like, remember when we used to have science fairs? And those projects, they used to be so much fun. It was like exciting to create one.
I do like the scientific method, right?
Yeah.
You hypothesize, you form a question, you hypothesize, you research, you test, and then you come up with your summary, right?
Exactly. And I did. I thought I would come up with my own science fair.
What do you have?
So I decided my topic was going to be Biggie and Tupac are alive and living in Somalia.
This is something you deeply believe. I know this.
Yeah.
Right, what do you have for
So
us?
My hypothesis is that Biggie and Tupac traveled into the future and now they're chilling in Somalia, most likely with Elvis and possibly Marilyn Monroe.
So wait a minute. This is a time machine situation?
Yeah, that's the whole thing, is that nobody can find them.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized it's because of time travel.
Okay.
So, you know, probably you're wondering, how did I experiment with time travel?
Well, tell me.
Very easy. I got into my, got the flux capacitor.
Oh, my gosh.
I got a DeLorean.
You went into one, too? You went,
yep.
You went, okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yep.
Time machine queued up again.
Buckle into the DeLorean time machine, everybody.
Yeah, but we're going so fast.
Yep.
88 miles per hour at least.
Yep. I went into the future about 5 years. I went to Somalia, where somebody, according to the internet, spotted them. And sure enough,
okay,
there they are.
Yeah.
They're all chilling.
Yeah.
Here's a spoiler alert about the future. Patriots are going to lose on Sunday. I didn't want to tell you guys that, but
wow.
Yeah, you got that from going to Somalia?
Yep.
Good reception down there in Somalia, I guess, huh?
In the future. In the future.
Oh, in the future.
5 years in the future.
Right.
So here's
what was the Super Bowl results 5 years ago?
Yeah. I had, it's the first thing I Googled when I got there.
Sports Almanac. Get that paper, yo.
Yeah,
it's
but
true.
Here's the good news. Biggie, Tupac, Elvis, Marilyn, they're all fine. And Elvis looks great. Lost a ton of weight.
Wow.
It's good.
Yeah.
Wow. What? Okay.
That's my science fair project. What's my grade?
I give
I
you
mean,
an
I
A.
I felt confused. I mean, I didn't get the real proof in there. I mean, I didn't hear your test results. I mean, you
my
just,
test results is I traveled into the future talked to them.
That's a statement.
Clearly.
I mean, that's not really a test. I mean, I can't go with any result. I think I can do a little bit better for you, all right?
Oh, yeah?
On maybe something not as large of a subject.
Okay.
Can you come back with that?
Yeah, let's do that when we get back. And also, we're going to be on Facebook Live a little bit later on this morning, and we've created our own poster boards basically showing how we did our science experiments. You'll be able to watch that, too.
I feel my photos, it's going to be hard to measure up to Biggie and Tupac on a beach, but I'm not sure whether or not you got that photo, so we're going to have to see what happens.
10-year-old boy won a science fair by proving that Tom Brady is a cheater.
Allegedly, supposedly, it's ridiculous. Down south upbringing. They want to believe Tom Brady's a cheater.
He showed that throwing underinflated footballs travel further. Star 99.9. So Raven and I were just really into the idea of science fairs because we just think it's so much fun.
Right, right.
So what are you going to prove today in your science experiment?
Well, after you tried to put out the theory there that Tupac and Biggie are alive on an island, I've chosen
living
something.
Living in the future.
Right.
They're living in the future.
I've chosen something that most people more could relate to is that does my old cat in fact want to stink like pee? That
okay.
is the scientific question today.
All right.
I've cleaned and provided a place for this cat over and over and over again, and every single day he just makes a total mess of himself. At this point, we can't leave him out because he will just defecate and you know, basically pee all over everything that the dogs own and the carpet in the beach room.
It's disgusting.
Right. So he has a fancy schmancy enclosure that we in down there, and every time he goes in there, he comes out worse than he went in the day before. It's terrible.
Okay.
So, citing such a reputable places as Does Your Cat Smell Like Urine on nomnomnom.com and Why Does My Cat's Rear End Smell So Bad at cathealth.com,
ew,
as well as Follow Smelling Felines on the Upscale Manhattan Cats website,
yeah,
I hypothesize, indeed, some old angry male cats do prefer to smell terrible. It's their natural defense against other animals in the house, and of course, it would demonstrate the displeasure with you, the owner or pet parent. Everybody knows their cats are out to kill them. To test my theories, Anna and Christian, I first installed a fancy-smancy automatic deodorizer next to the enclosures after their daily complete cleaning. I began on Thursday evening. The daily cleaning never gets easier. Result? He pooped in the middle of the crate outside of the litter box and spent the morning standing in his urine cake.
So what is your verdict? That he does, in fact,
there are other tests, Anna.
Oh, all right.
Second test.
Mm-hmm.
I then provided a wonderful new enclosure, more than double the size, with three perches on it. That way he could spend the time in there with his sister because I thought he might be lonely in this situation.
You bought a cat townhouse?
Yes.
Okay.
Result? He pooped on his sister.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Saturday evening was time for the third test. I discovered him filthy once again in the morning in the larger enclosure, so then I let him spend the night alone in the fancy-smancy enclosure after I had indeed cleaned it once again, and then immediately bathed him upon waking up and finding him filthy Sunday morning and blew dry his fur to a luxurious sign and volume. All science. All in the name of science, Anna.
And now can we get the verdict of your science report?
Result? He pooped and peed on me while I blew dry his hair.
So he just doesn't like you.
Conclusion, in summary, it has been proven my old cat does indeed prefer to smell like pee.
I mean, just accept him for who he is.
The only thing that saves his life is when I look at him after he does this, is I say to myself, if he was human, I'd go to prison for what I want to do.
Oh, it's not nice. Love your kitty.
Oh, my God. God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Leanne and Xander joining us together this morning. Leanne, let's start with you. What's going on?
My boyfriend moved in with me about 4 months ago. My sister also lives there. She's my younger sister, and I like having her there with me. She's in college. We've been living together there for about 2 years. I just pay the rent, and I like having her there. Our parents are in Florida, so it's kind of just the two of us. But now that Xander's moved in, he doesn't really want her to stay, and I don't want to kick her out. I mean, it's never been a problem having her there.
Xander, what's your side of this?
It's not that it's a problem so much as that she's her babysitter. Living together is kind of like misleading. She's basically still taking care of her sister. They're both adults now. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I know from my experience that when you're in a relationship, if you have somebody else living in the house, whether it's somebody that's close to one of you or even a total stranger, it can certainly be challenging. But
yeah, but is that really true, Leanne?
No, I don't think she gets in our way. I mean, she is my little sister, so I don't make her pay rent. She's going to school, you know, and I'm glad that I'm able to help her, and we get along really well, and I don't see why we all just can't live together.
Does she clean up after herself? Is she a tidy person?
Oh, God, no. No, not at all.
Well, I don't really rely on her to clean up. I mean, I don't mind picking up after her. She's my little sister.
I'm doing the dishes. I'm picking up all the laundry. I'm cleaning behind both of you. That's a problem.
That could be a scheduling thing, too. I mean, if you're the first one home and you see something on the floor, I understand how that happens. I mean, you're not a slob, are you, Leanne?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
I would hope not.
So here's the thing, Leanne, if our audience agrees with you, it's your sister, it's your apartment, and if you want her to live there, that's the end of it. But Xander, they may see your side, too. You tried it. You've been living there. It's a little bit uncomfortable, and if they want to move forward with their relationship and bring it to the next level, then sister's got to go. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
Yeah, sure.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
She's been living with her sister for a couple of years now. She pays all the bills. Her sister's still in college. But now her boyfriend, Xander, has moved in, and he says, you got to make your sister go. Mm. She says, why? Like, let her live here. He's like, no, if you want this relationship to go to the next level, she's got to move out.
Well, I think that he's worried about the fact that his girlfriend tends to be mothering the sister there, too. And that can be a little bit tough when you're living with somebody like that. Resent, hard to get rid of if it's there early.
Yeah, it's a Honda of Westport Couples Court. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999.
Hey, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the woman's side. You can't just kick out your sister. Your sister comes before a guy anytime. And if he really loved her and respected her, he wouldn't even ask her to make that decision anyway.
Right. It's divisive to even be making these statements. Thanks for the call. I agree. It's tough whenever you try and get involved in between family. We still want to hear from you, though. Is Xander right? Do they need to get rid of Leanne's sister to go ahead and go to the next level?
So mean. Call us 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Xander has moved in with his girlfriend, Leanne, and Leanne has had her sister living with her for a long time.
Mm.
Here's the thing. Xander wants sister to move out.
Right.
Says she doesn't pay for rent anyway, and if she wants her relationship to go to the next level, well, they need to live alone.
Well, listen, he says he's tired of cleaning up for the sister, and that basically Leanne enables her. But at the same time, like, you're walking into Leanne's area, not the other way around. I think you got to take that into account, right?
Honda of Westport, Couples Court on Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the side of the lady. The reason why family comes first, he just got in there and he wanted to pick the sister out. I'm wondering if he's paying rent. I'm wondering if he's participating. If the woman is paying for everything, why he bothers? That's her sister. She got to take care of her sister. She finished college and she put it out. He has no business to kick. Let her live with her sister. He doesn't like it. Get that.
Angry about it.
You are right, sir. You know what? I mean, you got to be cautious of the person that immediately tries to distance you from their family. You know who did that? The Church of Scientology.
Uh-huh.
At least according to Leanne
Remini.
You know.
Yep.
You know that person.
Yep.
And Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on Leanne's side. I think that blood is thicker than water. I think that she's not married or even engaged to Xander. My recommendation is have as few regrets as possible in life. You're not going to have the chance to help your sister again on in life, perhaps. So take this opportunity and don't let somebody else talk you out of helping her.
I think it takes a certain kind of man to say, kick your sister out. Because mm-hmm. any guy that would say, get rid of your family member is going to be the first one out my door, I would
think. What if he has six-pack abs? All right, quick vote from both of you. Six-pack abs.
No.
Yes or no?
He's out the door.
No? What do you think?
No.
No?
No.
Well, thank you for the call. I'm not sure if I believe you both. Anna and Raven, one last call. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. Because your sister always comes first. He may not always be her boyfriend, but she'll always be her sister.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll be dumping that boyfriend today. Bye, Xander. What about my six-pack abs?
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Leanne, our audience agreed with you. It's your sister. It's your apartment. If that's how you want it to be and you want her to be there, she has every right to be there.
Right. Xander, you're going to need to adapt or you're going to need to find your own place.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I'll have to make some changes. That's going to have to happen.
Leanne, to be fair, I mean, you're really not doing your sister all that many favors by cleaning up after her all the time. So she's in college now. You know, she's obviously going to have a life after you guys live together. So maybe it's time for you to just say to her, hey, listen, it would like it if you would, you know, do these couple of things, or if you could help me with this, that would be great. I know there's three of us now, but that'll just make it easier for all of us.
Yeah, I guess so. I could talk to her.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, of course. And if anybody else has an issue, you can always email us, couplescourt@star999.com.
When it comes to the Super Bowl, yeah, people get excited. But sure. You know what we're excited about, Raven?
Always the Puppy Bowl.
Exactly. Karen and Michelle from Dawes and Bethel joining us this morning on Star 99.9. And you guys are actually raising the next competitors.
That's true.
It's so exciting to me to have Dawes here as one of our partners from Raven's Pet Pals. We're very familiar with the organization. Puppy Bowl is all about rescue animals. And while these dogs are usually not available anymore at that time because of pre-taping and so forth, a huge wave of adoptions and animals going to their forever homes happens right after the Puppy Bowl. And this year, we've got multiple Connecticut rescue agencies involved. Plus, you can never miss the kitten halftime show. That guy who plays the piano, love that cat. So, you guys brought Scout along with us today. And Scout went to the Puppy Bowl tryouts, right?
Yes, we submitted 25 puppies, and we were very excited that four of those 25 puppies were selected.
Wow.
One of them was Scout. We went to the filming. Michelle and I took four puppies down to the city, had a whole day, which was very exciting, of filming. And Scout was participating, especially in a segment for Animal Planet Go. And all of our puppies ended up on the playing field. Some were more playing, and some were more licking the face of the cameraman.
Oh, but you can't blame the poor little puppies. They just want to have some fun. They don't know what's
maybe
going
on. Cameraman's face was very lickable.
Delicious.
We just don't know. And you know something, one thing we know, bright lights, big stage. Some people are going to be stars. Other people are going to be like, you know what? I'll stay behind the scenes.
It was a very exciting day. Everyone was very positive. It's all about rescue and showing everybody that puppies from rescue groups and shelters and SPCAs are there and waiting for forever homes and adorable and wonderful and friendly.
Michelle and Karen are with us from Danbury Animal Welfare Society, and they've got a puppy that's featured in this year's 2019 Puppy Bowl, which is going to be showing on Animal Planet.
We were very excited to be offered this opportunity, and we hope to be able to go back next year again. Since this was our first time, we weren't really sure what to expect. We met lots of great volunteers. The staff were wonderful.
Do any of the dogs go potty on the field?
Many.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah.
They have a beautiful system for cleaning things up.
Nice.
When no one's looking. There are many young volunteers there that day in T-shirts.
Sure.
And they have a big holding room. So all the puppies, while they're waiting to go in, based on the puppy's size. So all the small puppies were in the morning, and all the bigger puppies came in the afternoon. They were very organized, but there is a lot of cleanup.
We're talking with Dawes at Danbury Animal Welfare Society about the Puppy Bowl for 2019. And Scout, while he's an alternate player for the big game, is going to be part of an Animal Planet Go segment like you mentioned there. Did you see any performance-enhancing items while you were there? Bacon? Mm-hmm. Treats?
There were a lot of treats happening. Mm-hmm. But mostly it was the toys for scoring touchdowns.
Well, there's going to be some tests after Anna to make sure that everybody was competing on an even playing field.
Scout is staring at me with his beautiful eyes.
Yeah.
I can't.
He's already got a new home.
Yeah, so all these puppies, when are they available? People
so most them. Of the, since the filming was done in October, mm-hmm. then most of the puppies, at least for our group, were adopted soon after that.
Everybody wants a famous puppy.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the puppies, our four puppies, are already in their forever homes, and it's been exciting for their owners to know that they were participating in the Puppy Bowl. But we hope that this shows shows everyone that we have great puppies
coming.
Beautiful
dogs.
Every week, every 2 weeks to Dawes. We are very careful about their health and their socialization, and we love to match families with puppies.
Best place to look for your future family member?
We just posted 10 new puppies last night. Dawes.org. You can look at Pet Finder. You can look at Rescue Me, and we are always posting for applications, and we have a thorough process to make sure our puppies go to great homes, but we're also open to all kinds of families.
Great. So exciting. Can't wait. It's game time, Anna.
Sometimes I wish the technology that we have today was around when I was in college. I really could have used it, you know?
Yeah, I do get that. And sometimes I actually think to myself that I would like to go back to when technology was not quite so advanced. Mm-hmm. But I understand what you're saying. Sure.
Yeah, Star 89.9, it's Anna and Raven. You know, sometimes somebody asks you for your number. You don't really want to give them your number
totally.
For whatever reason. So you give them a fake number.
Right. Wait, back in the day, you didn't have to worry whether you could give them a pager number.
Exactly.
Right. Now you need like some sort of ditch line.
Right. But back in 2017, this random guy had this brilliant idea that he would set up a fake line when whenever you called it, it would only play this.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
Smash Mouth All-Star.
Yeah, perfect. Insert your meme here.
Right.
Thank you, individuals. How many times has the lead singer of that group jumped off stage and attacked somebody?
Right.
Didn't he do it with bread at one concert?
I think he did.
Yeah.
Is it he did.
Something like that?
Since he set up this line, it has received thousands and thousands and thousands of calls. On average, since 2017, four people a day still call that line.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. So somebody just needs a little pick-me-up, I guess, right?
I just imagine that poor guy at the bar that really liked this girl. She gave him this all-star number, and every day he calls and leaves a message on it for her. It's like, hey, I love the song, too. Would you please call me back?
It is sad for him, but it's crafty for her at the same time. I mean, it's a good ditch. It's better than just making up the one random number. Like, so many people, they're so quick to give the number, they give almost their entire right phone number,
and
except, like,
number
the last digit. They're like, oh, wait, I really don't want this person to call. Let me give the one different number.
So if you want to call this line, it's 830-476-5664. Here's the thing, though. Raven and I had an idea.
Right.
We have the ability to make our own phone number with our own song on it.
And I feel like I can sing at least as well as the lead singer of Smash Mouth.
Right. You kind of look like him a little bit.
Don't do that.
What?
Supposed to be friends.
Right. What? He's a nice looking guy. Okay. So, if you want to call our number, call our number at 203-783-8282.
I promise you it's better than that one.
Yeah, it's not Smash Mouth All-Star. We have selected a different song to play that we've also sang ourselves. 203-783-8282. We're not going to tell you what it is, but after you call, we would like for you to leave us a message and let us know what you thought of it.
You can even give a review. It's kind of like Masked Singer or American Idol or The Voice, right? 203-783-8282. Call it now and leave us a message.
You've heard of gender reveal parties, and there's the balloons or there's the cake. But what if I told you there's a gender reveal lasagna now? Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us, Stephanie from Villa Italian Kitchen. This is going viral.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you. I got to ask you, how many of these lasagnas have you sold?
Well, we don't have part numbers, but I can definitely tell you that we have fielded over 100 calls, and our internet even crashed for a small period of time on Tuesday when we launched this, and our IT was hopping. So.
Isn't that the worst feeling whatsoever? You come up with a brilliant idea, you've invented a new rocket ship or something like that, and the moment that it goes to take off, the internet lets you down. Come on, internet!
It always happens, right?
Right. Every single time.
How big is lasagna, and how much does it cost?
So the lasagna serves 12, and the package includes salad and our famous garlic rolls, and it is $139.
Let me understand, is everything blue or pink or just the lasagna? Because, I mean, how do we do it with the salad?
Well, of course, not everything can be blue or pink because then you ruin the surprise. So it's the inside of the lasagna.
Right, I see.
It's just the cheese that's dyed that color.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, do you think it's disgusting, to be honest, to eat blue cheese or pink cheese? Be honest, Stephanie.
You know, in this situation, no. I think it's a fun, cute way to celebrate this kind of gender reveal.
It's the first sacrifice that you make for your children, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
You close your eyes and you put that colored cheese in your mouth and you like it.
Stephanie from Villa Italian Kitchen joining us, talking about their viral gender reveal lasagna. I know that there's a lot of Villa Italian Kitchens across the country. I think there's like 300 locations. But are there any here in Connecticut, or do you ship this?
We don't ship it, unfortunately. All of our food and all of our restaurants is made from scratch, made to order. We don't have any in Connecticut, unfortunately.
So you won't ship it to us?
Well, it's time to get on the franchisee bandwagon now.
Right. If you could dye the inside of any other food.
That's a great question.
For a gender reveal, what would you choose?
Only lasagna. That's the best thing to
Yeah.
Right. What did you expect? Right. I mean, this is the flagship product. It crashed the internet, Anna. Uh-huh. All right? They're not going with anything else.
It's like a giant meatball. You cut into it. My dad told me never eat a meatball if it's pink inside. I don't know about that. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for taking the time. You're certainly taking gender reveals to the next level. I don't know if it's good or not, but I applaud your effort.
Well, I want to try. I mean, now I'm hungry. All this lasagna talk.
I promise you it is fabulous.
I'm sure it is delicious. And I'm also really into that garlic knots that you keep talking about. It's all I keep thinking about right now.
We get like six of those in here when there's no witnesses.
Yep. All right, Stephanie. Well, thanks for taking the time this morning. And if you want your gender reveal lasagna, better either make it yourself or get ready to move to Jersey.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Star 99.9.
Anyone that says you can't learn anything from TV has certainly never watched The Office. You may remember this happened in an episode.
What do you got?
Okay, well, a good trick is to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that song?
Yes, yes, I do. I love that song. First I was afraid, I was petrified.
No, it's... staying alive.
That's the episode where they learn CPR.
Sure, right.
All right, so now everyone usually hears that, staying alive. You're supposed to remember to do that for CPR lessons. Yeah, well, there is a guy who watched that episode of The Office, saw somebody go into distress, and actually remembered that from the TV show, saved the woman's life.
Booyah.
Boom, based on watching The Office and that episode. That's good. That is tell me something good.
Is there anything else that you've learned from watching television, from yourself specifically? Because YouTube, man, will get you through anything nowadays.
It's true. I this is very controversial, I'm about to say, but they say you're not supposed to let children under the age of 2 watch TV. That's like a big push, right? Mm-hmm. I disagree. I think like they learn so much from watching those educational shows, how to count,
so
numbers,
basically you're-
love.
You're leaving the tube to raise your children is what you're doing.
There. I'm just saying there's a lot of educational things that go down on Paw Patrol. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that sounds fun. Yeah. I've got one there for you. I'm very excited. I've gotten over my Alexa anxiety. I pulled out Alexa over the weekend, and now I've got Alexa turning on lights. My full life is in control of Alexa right now. Well, that's not true, but I've got Alexa turning off and on the living room light and the dining room light now at this point.
Oh, all right, good.
And playing my 80s favorites through my Bose. So I've got all those things talking to each other.
Your 80s favorites?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
something I didn't know about you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I like it.
Prince is on that list.
Oh, okay. I'm into that.
The Promise. A couple other cool things, man. Mm-hmm. You know, Aha, Take On Me.
Yeah.
Always good.
I have a great dance routine of that if you'd like to learn it later.
Nice. Yeah. Aha, Take On Me. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. All right. If you would like to share your good news, you can call us right now at 1-800-330-9999. We don't care what it is. It's just got to be good.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.